Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
John, season-long grades from CBS Sports. The Lions were the only team to receive an A-plus for what they did.
And it's and they actually said it in there. It's Super Bowl or bust.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
Expectations matter going into the season. And they talked about the expectations of the Chiefs. And they underperformed expectations, even though they were now a two-loss team. But secured the number one seed. They did what they had to do all season long, but it just was underwhelming. And I think they're a team, as I mentioned when we was doing the power surge, any fault that you have throughout the course of the year, and the Lions are not devoid of faults. Obviously, we've been talking about injuries, and that may come to bite them in the backside at some point during the playoffs. I don't think it happens in the race for the NFC, but we saw it against the Bills. Woefully undermanned on defense when you're playing a mobile quarterback that can be, when on the money, very accurate and can pick apart a defense. But, it is Super Bowl or bust. That was the expectation going into the season where Tom and I said 14-3. You got on the bus, albeit a little bit late, but 15-2. And the expectation and the expectations have been raised even higher simply because they've overcome so much this year. Didn't know what some of the obstacles would be, but undefeated in the division while dealing with major injuries. Aiden Hutchinson, that in and of itself, when you lose him at Dallas and then you come back and you beat Minnesota, that was a statement. You go to, at the time, thinking about Houston, and they won their division last year, C.J. Stroud, the D'Amico Ryans,
first place
the defense.
Yeah.
And then you go there, and you find different ways to win. You turn the ball over 5 times, yet you still win. Defense keeps you close. Offense does enough. Like, there's certainly expectations, and they continue to rise every win you have. Then you get to 15 wins. The expectation is that you make the Super Bowl and you win the damn thing.
You fully embrace Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah. See, even when they were hurt, I said, should win the Super Bowl.
The stretch you're talking about, I think, is really where they won me over that this was special, that they weren't just a really good team, but they were a special team. Talking about the stretches on the road with Houston and Green Bay and Minnesota post Aiden Hutchinson, and they've suffered more injuries since, and we've had those frank conversations. But I embrace this. They are on the upper echelon. You put them in your big slice of pie tier. One of the few teams who are in that Super Bowl or bust mentality. It's the Chiefs chasing a three-peat. It's the Lions who are the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl, and it's Buffalo who beat both of them, right? Those are the teams that are looking at this season where the only success is a Super Bowl. If you're Buffalo, it's got to be now. You got the MVP, you beat these teams, you got to do it. If you're Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, it's always Super Bowl or bust. And if you're the Lions, even as beat up as they are, the only satisfying conclusion of the season is not to get to the Super Bowl. It's not to host an NFC title game. It's to win the whole enchilada, and that comes from Dan Campbell himself.
Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, I mean, neither of them have shied away from the expectations that the goal is to win a Super Bowl. Like, let's talk about it. Let's put it out there. We talk about it at Allen Park. Let's not sit there and say, well, yeah, it would be nice to make a run in the playoffs. What did Dan say? Hey, Let's set the goal at winning a Super Bowl and then work our way back. How did he work his way back? Well, it's, hey, you get the number one seed. You win your division. You win, you know, you get into the playoffs. Like, all of those different things have been accomplished. They have given themselves the best chance. One less game to play than everybody but Kansas City. Two wins at home is all they need to get to the Super Bowl, and then everything is on the table down in New Orleans. It will be set for them. And do they get not only the biggest slice of the pie, they get the whole pie, a la mode, with whipped cream, and then as Stoney would like to say, the cherry on top.
I think some people view this conversation, we brought this up before the season, we're bringing it up today, Super Bowl or bust, and they think it's like we're trying to gotcha them or set them up for failure. No, it's a compliment that they are that good. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset that I think the team has and I think is fine for the fan base to have. Super Bowl or bust. That means if you don't win the Super Bowl, the season was a failure. And people think we're saying that to like gotcha them. We're not. We're saying it because they are in rarefied air. Like, as high as we've set the bar this year, John, they've gone higher. You had them at 14 wins and you undershot. Right? Yeah. They're in the best division in football maybe ever, historically, by the numbers. They went 6-0. No matter how high we've set the bar, they go higher. So why would we not say this is the year to win the Super Bowl? You may lose Aaron Glenn. I mean, Dan Campbell came out yesterday and said he better be a head coach.
Yeah.
They may lose Ben Johnson. He's everybody's favorite coordinator.
I love what he said. If nobody else wants him, we'll take him.
Sure. But you may lose both coordinators, continuity, momentum. They'll be in the mix for the next few years, but this may be their best shot. They're the one seed. They're at home. They've got everybody humming. This is the best offense in football. Why would it not be Super Bowl or bust? But the question is there for you guys, even with the injuries, knowing Carlton Davis won't be back, knowing that they're not going to get Derek Barnes back, and most likely Aiden Hutchinson, long shot.
Yet the season-ending injury.
From Dan Campbell himself.
Yes.
Is the expectation still Super Bowl or bust? Are you comfortable with that?
It has to be, because you don't know what the future is, right? They look like they have long-term sustainability to me.
Sure.
That doesn't mean anything. The 49ers have proven that in the last 5 to 6 years. You know, they look the Bills with Josh Allen. Look, how many chances are you going to get? The Ravens with Lamar Jackson. Look at the Bengals. I think people would have thought that they would have made it back to another Super Bowl by now when, you know, they kind of overachieved in that playoff. They pulled an upset and they got there. You got to, when you, you're never going to have as good of a chance as this at 15-2 and being the one seed. But what we don't know is if you're going to be the one seed again down the road and you actually have a healthier team. You have to do it because you are in the best position to do it now.
Right. You can't bring out the crystal ball. There is no crystal ball to be able to see what the future holds. You could do everything you want to set yourself up for success, but what have we seen? What have held teams back? Kansas City, the Super Bowl that they lost. Okay, they played against Brady, but it wasn't Brady. It was the Tampa Bay defense because of the injuries that Kansas City had on the offensive line. Lamar Jackson, why has he fallen short? Last year, when they get to the AFC Championship game, he couldn't find a way to get over the hump, but there have been times in the last couple of years where he's been banged up. And they didn't have that opportunity.
Like, that's why, like, you got we got a text about mobile quarterbacks. I don't know how this team could figure out how to get to Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen right now. They don't have to do it right now,
right?
You know, but that's why I would lean towards wanting the Chiefs. And I know that sounds crazy, but Mahomes just isn't as elusive as those two.
And when we come back, we'll talk more about this. Is it Super Bowl or bust? We want to hear from our callers, from our listeners, 248-539-9797. But it's also about Jared Goff. They lost a lot on defense. The one player you can't lose and still be a Super Bowl champ, save what the Eagles did with Foles, is lose your quarterback. Jared Goff, for 3 years now, has not missed a game.
Durable.
My point is, you don't know if that's going to continue to be the case. Will that be the case next year? Who knows? We don't know.
It's in front of them right now.
Dan said it after last year. It's going to be really hard to get back to this point. They're not back to the NFC Championship game. They have not made the Super Bowl. Everything is out there for them, but they haven't done it. This year, while they have had a ton of injuries on the defensive side, and it has become infinitely harder, they haven't lost the number one piece to the pie, and that is Jared Goff. Jared Goff has been very healthy. Some of that is the protection that the offensive line gives him. Some of that is self-preservation, and Goff being as smart as he is to be able to get rid of the ball and not take unnecessary hits. He has to. He had to take some of those in the Minnesota game simply because that's what it took to win that game. But through the course of 3 years, he's been very durable. You don't know if that's going to be the case in 2025. And I'm talking about next season, not right now.
Mm-hmm. So what this means, Super Bowl or bust, is the Lions host the NFC title and they win the game. And they go to the Super Bowl. There's 2 weeks of buildup and there's parties and there's celebration and there's anticipation and they play and they play well and they lose. That season is a failure. That's what Super Bowl or bust means.
Yeah.
I think there are some fans who go, oh, hold on, that's the greatest Lions season of my lifetime. You guys can't say that.
It can be that. It can be the greatest season of your lifetime, but it can also be the greatest disappointment of your lifetime.
That is perfectly well said. 248-539-9797. That both things can be true. They are back-to-back division champs. They won 15 games. They're the Super Bowl favorites today. They should win the Super Bowl this season, or you are left with a pit in your stomach. You are left with the feeling of last year's NFC title game on steroids. The Lions, as we all know, have never been to the Super Bowl. To have your heart ripped out in that way and know the history of teams that get there and for whatever reason struggle and don't get back. Teams that are loaded, they are young, it's just a matter of time and it doesn't happen again. You have to capitalize on the moment.
You don't know if you're going to be the Bills from the 90s where you get four bites at the apple and you always come up short and then you don't get another chance for, 30 years?
How about Joe Burrow Bengals? Didn't it feel like they were going to be in a couple Super Bowls? They didn't even make the playoffs.
And let's just look to our recent past where the Eagles make it. And they have struggled ever since. Now, you know, hey, they had a great season going last year, but then things dismantled. And then all of a sudden, hey, San Francisco has played for a Super Bowl last year. And we unfortunately, painfully know how they got there. But what are they doing this year? They're not in the playoffs. They're home at this point. They're picking, 11th in the draft. And you just don't know what the future holds.
I think the Niners are a great example. They had a loaded group. And they had a seemingly unlimited runway, right? They lost to Patrick Mahomes in two different Super Bowls. That core age is out. And I trust Brad Holmes to reset and reload and do all those things. But the point is, they are a cautionary tale. They've had a couple chances, and they haven't won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And those are missed. You don't get those back.
You don't. And you look at it, they didn't lose their quarterback. Brock Purdy's been there, but they've lost a lot of pieces around him offensively. And I think a lot of things have changed as well, where it used to be, hey, defense wins championships. I mean, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, but that was because of the Ravens' defense. Now you're looking at much of the NFL is based on how dominant can your offense be, and can you pair that with a defense that's good enough?
So the 49ers, they didn't win a Super Bowl because their quarterbacks couldn't close the deal.
Right.
They played terrible in the fourth quarter, especially Garoppolo. Purdy wasn't quite as bad. But they couldn't finish. They couldn't make a play when you needed them to make a play. You know, I feel like the Lions have a better quarterback than the Niners did in either of those situations. I do. I would
agree.
Rather have Goff than Purdy. I know there's a debate there. I don't see it. Look, in terms of right now with the NFC, the one thing that probably scares me more than anything is the fact that the Eagles have the best player that's not a quarterback. You could argue they have the MVP of the league in Saquon Barkley. I believe a team that truly comes and tries to play the Lions, that has a legitimate offensive line with a legitimate running back, can run on the Lions. I actually have thought that there's a little weakness there all season long. Teams just can't do it because they get behind. I don't know if that would happen against the Eagles, but you got it at home. See, that was my thing going into the season. I thought the Eagles, if you had to go to Philly, that would be a very tough situation for the Lions.
Well, going into the season, it was, do you want San Francisco to come here or do you want to go to San Francisco? Because we've kind of felt like it was destined for a rematch. We had the one at the end of the regular season where the Lions go out there to San Francisco and we know what they did, played their starters and went out there like they wanted to win that game and set a tone for Minnesota, set a tone going into the playoffs. But that narrative quickly shifted, and some of it we should have seen coming, and we talked about it a little bit with the IU contract issues, you know, the same thing with Trent Williams, and then what's going on off the field, and it's been horrific for Trent Williams and his family. But there's just been a lot of off the field, on the field issues for San Francisco, and it quickly shifted to Saquon Barkley and the Eagles.
Right. Well, the thing is, I'm kind of holding myself accountable, Hill. The biggest reason I thought the Lions wouldn't win the Super Bowl this year is that they wouldn't get home field and they'd have to go to Philly.
Right.
Well, that's not happening. So for me, it's a huge Super Bowl or bust right now because of that, because I thought that would be a tough situation for that team. Look, I think everybody should be like, you better not miss this opportunity. And it's going to be interesting to see if they don't, how people react. We know last year there was devastation, and we actually did a topic about after a month, are you over it? And most people weren't and stuff. But I think people were like, because it was the first taste.
You know what it is? The comparison is to the Tigers. 06 was last year, where you break through suddenly and go further than anybody have ever anticipated. And they lost the World Series. The Lions lost the NFC title. But after 06, every Tiger season became defined by, were you the last team standing? And they made it in 12. They were maybe even better in 13 and lost in the ALCS. And those seasons were hollow. You know what I mean? They were exciting. They were good. But they rang hollow at the end of the day. And that's what this year will be. If they go to the Super Bowl and lose, best season of your life, yet hollow at the same time. And it's because of the expectation. Yeah. That's what's changed.
I just think, like, too, the way the field is set up and the... No, there is nobody in the AFC playoffs that has defeated Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Tom Brady retired, and Joe Burrow's not in.
Yep.
And they're at home.
Okay.
Like, the matchup is that, okay, the Lions have scored 30-plus in five straight games now. They haven't been held under 20 all year. The Chiefs have one of the better defenses in the NFL. But there is not an elite defense in this league this year. They're good. But you can score on them. It's not like they're some sort of machine or something like that. So if you can get to the Chiefs and get them, I don't know how you can't think it's Super Bowl or bust.
Few quarterbacks have beat Mahomes in the regular season, too. Goff is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City, you mentioned the 30-point threshold. They haven't scored 30 in any game this season,
right?
Which creates a really interesting matchup. We have a ticket texter who says, bring on the Chiefs. Says, I want the Chiefs. We should have had them last year. Says, I want to stop their three-peat. It would be great. That's Dane and Grand Blanc.
Of the three teams that I believe have the possibility to make the Super Bowl from the AFC, and really there's only two. I don't think Baltimore is one of those teams that can ultimately make it to the Super Bowl. So it really is two. The Chiefs and the Bills. Even though there's Patrick Mahomes on the other side, and that scares the hell out of everybody, the Chiefs are the one I think people want the most. Some of it is because you want to dethrone the champs. Others, it's because their offense just isn't what it was the last few years. And I feel like they're the team that the Lions have the best chance to beat, should beat, if they match up with them in the Super Bowl.
Ticket Texter says, fellas, Lions not winning the Super Bowl would be complete devastation to the city that has put every ounce of support behind them. We've had championships in all the other major sports and great playoff runs, but none compared to this Lions team, not even those 90s Wings teams that the city got behind. This football team not winning at all after last year's NFC Championship letdown would be complete disappointment, especially with the historic season, the stat column, the team record, all the years of struggle. Winning is a must, Mark and Frazier. I think that's really comprehensive and well said. Another one says, guys, if Arnold and Amik Robertson play like they did against Minnesota, we are a legit Super Bowl team. Expect it. Win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When we say Super Bowl or bust, does that make sense to you guys? Are you on board? So some people bristle at it. They do. They go, "Why? Just enjoy the season. Why do we have to set them up? No one's setting them up for anything."
No. We enjoyed the season. We enjoyed the ride. We enjoyed the journey. We enjoyed every bit about it. The anxiety of the injuries and how will they respond, of going on the road to Dallas, going on the road to Houston, going on the road to Minnesota, Green Bay, even Chicago, right? Because of the injuries suffered at that time. How could they possibly go there as a team that just, hey, they got nothing to lose, but they have conquered all and they have overcome so much. Now it's a three-game season.
This is what I'm talking about. You guys are ridiculous. Can we just enjoy the ride? SMH. But I think people will get it because Ryan at work says, absolutely Super Bowl or bust. You guys are spot on. This is what the team's capable of, and that should be the standard. Another one says, stop saying or bust because no one knows what that means. It means failure.
Yeah.
It means Super Bowl or failure. We could play it that way if you'd like. Yeah. Do you agree with that? 248-539-9797.